I've heard it said that telling people about a goal can help you fulfill it because you will have people to be accountable to. And so I guess that's why I am voicing this something of a goal that I have. Actually, I don't call it a goal. Let me be specific what I'm talking about. I have heard so many authors say, I mean, successful full-time authors say that, you know, the way they got started was they quit their job and wrote a book, and either they found that there was no money coming in while they were writing the book, or they had somebody that supported them, and either they had to go get a job or they had somebody else to support them and so forth. I have 4 children. My wife is a full-time mother, and I'm very grateful for that. She's very amazing, and would not have it any other way. She's amazing with our kids and so forth, and we don't want her to have to support me in my goal of becoming a full-time author by I just ran over a pizza box. I wonder if there was a pizza in there. But we don't want her to have to financially support me. And so I find myself getting a little bit frustrated hearing all these people that, you know, quit their job and started writing full time, you know, or maybe they had written their first book and then quit their job the moment it was accepted by a publisher. And I think, what? Huh? You know, because the money doesn't come right away. It comes much later. If you're lucky, you know, maybe a year after it's published. I've been really lucky with my publisher. I got my first royalty check this last month, and my book came out, 8 months ago in July, something like that. I consider that a great blessing, but I can say this is not enough to live off of, and I knew it wouldn't be. I knew I'd done enough research to see, you know, what kind of expectation you can have for a first royalty check from a local publisher, and I wasn't disappointed at all. Actually, I was quite happy with it, though it was, like I say, not something you can live off of, not even for a month in my home. In fact, I know it's not really kosher, but I'm going to tell you, it was about $200. My very first royalty check was about $200. I think the exact was like $206 or something. But $200 for my first book. And I know the following royalty checks are going to be smaller than that. Now, this is my first published book, traditionally published book. And so I'm just getting started, and I recognize that I can't expect more than that for a first book. And I'm not, like I say, I'm not disappointed. I'm very happy with that. But what I'm trying to say is, you can't just quit your job and expect to start living off your writing the moment you start writing. And I recognize this. And I recognize, too, that I can't just quit the second my second book is out. You know, it takes more than just putting out a book. It takes more than just writing. And though I've gotten frustrated with all this talk of quitting the job, you know, because I think I've got to support my family. I can't quit my job. I can't quit my day job. And yet I want to be a full-time writer. And I hope that if my coworkers hear this podcast, that they won't look down on me for it, because I do hope eventually to quit my job and work full-time as a writer. But here's what I'm talking about. It occurred to me one day that I was doing myself something of a disservice by simply saying, someday I'd like eventually to go full-time with writing and music as well. And I realized that this isn't going to work well unless I'm content with it being 25 years in the future, or maybe right after retirement or something. To me, that's not sufficient. I don't want to wait till retirement to write. I want writing and music to be my career. I want that to be my full-time job. And if I've got to do other stuff to support it in any way, it's going to be very part-time type of stuff. I want to be a 40-hour a week or less worker. I don't want to be somebody who's working 60, 70 hours a week. And I'm determined to go full-time writing and music, no more than 40 hours a week work, and work for myself in that way. And this is a tough thing. This is a very, very tough thing to have as a goal. And I realized that without having time to do it, it's not going to happen. Without doing whatever it takes to make it happen, it's not going to happen. And I realized too that if I put in 70 hours a week into whatever to make it happen, I'm going to be, you know, selling my guitar to start a band, and that doesn't work. You know, it's, you can't, I can't, if my goal is to make a better situation for my family and support my family, I can't abandon my family for the time that I need to get to where I can do full-time writing. So I have to, it's a challenge. But here's what I'm trying to get at. It occurred to me one day that there is a middle ground. I don't have to just quit my job, and I don't have to just wait for some ethereal future that is at some unknown date. So what I did instead is I realized, okay, I need to have a deadline. I need to have a certain date that is a deadline. By this date, I have to quit my job. And I want it to be realistic, because remember, this is a deadline, not a goal. A goal will be hopefully sooner, you know, hopefully a year sooner than the deadline. But the deadline is, I've got to quit my job by this time, which means I've got to be ready to quit my job by this time. And I'm going to tell you up front, the date that I've chosen is my 35th birthday. Well, when I turn 35, which is in July of 2000. Well, let's see, what year is it now? I'm going to be turning 33 in July. So yeah, in 2.5 years, I will turn 35. And I have set myself a deadline. I have to quit my job within 2.5 years. By the time I'm 35, I have to be able to turn 35 saying, I am now a full-time author and musician. That's my deadline. That's my goal. And doing that, I wondered how it would affect what I do and how I think. And I've noticed that it has. It has, I think, dramatically affected how I look at writing, how I look at music. I have always been something of a improvisational, creative kind of a person who loves to just kind of do things for the creative value and of them and so forth. And that has not gone away. But what has happened is I felt myself fall into a niche of, it's not a rut either, but falling into a path of professionalism that has, I think, at least moved me up a level in the way I think about my authoring and writing music and composing and so forth. I realize now, okay, I've only got 2 years, and I say 2 years because, remember, it's a deadline. I should be able to quit my job much sooner than that time, hopefully, but 2.5 years is not a long time. If you look at writing many books from the time that you turn them in until they're on the shelf is often 2 years, which means I've got to really get in gear and be writing madly and yet passionately and with all the skill that I can be training for all along. It's a heavy goal. And I decided on this deadline toward the beginning of February, And I voice it now because I kind of wanted to see what it would do, just setting that as a deadline, what it would do to me as a person, how it would affect the way I look at what I do. And it has dramatically changed my outlook. And it's very difficult to explain why or what exactly. You know, if I had to pinpoint the exact changes, it would be difficult. But I see things differently. I think things differently. Suddenly this dreadful marketing thing that, you know, or public relations hubbub that I so shun most of the time, I suddenly realize, well, I don't have to like it, but I definitely have to do it. And I've already decided previously, and I'm going to continue to think this way, I hope, that it's not about, you know, the bottom line. It's about meeting people. It's about serving people, offering them a message, offering them a gift, something that will benefit them in their lives. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I wrote the music. I want to touch people. I want to reach out to them and affect them in positive ways. And that's what I'm doing. And I've got, what I'm realizing is I've got to do that more and more effectively and find, do more research. I have to do all the things that it takes to become a full-time author and musician. I once heard the author of The Legend of Bagger Vance. He was talking about writing, and he has a principle that he calls going pro, where you go from being that hobbyist author to being the professional author. And it's a mindset. You know, it's the mindset that the moment you finish your first book, you start the second. The moment you get the rejection letter, you send it in again, or you make revisions. You take the next step. Whatever that next step is, you're taking it. And you take it and take it and take it. And you don't stop. You continue and you work and you keep a level of passion and you keep a level of energy and you sacrifice a little bit of sleep. You sacrifice a little bit of personal, well, no, you sacrifice almost all of your personal me time. Because when you really are passionate about something, when you really want something badly enough, you have to be willing to do what it takes to get it. And I'll say it again, I've said it before, don't put your professional goals in front of your family. Don't put them in front of your relationship to God. Keep those first. You need those. You need something to be on top. You need something to be above what your passion and drive is. But you need to do what it takes still. And it's honestly kind of exciting to me to be, in my mind, I'm paving a path that didn't exist before. And that's not to say that nobody's done what I'm trying to do, because of course they have. Many people have. But I'm not them. They're not me. They don't have my personality. I don't have theirs. And so many of those who have gotten to where I want to be did it by sacrificing a great deal of family time, sometimes even family relationships, you know, gotten divorces and so forth because they got so wrapped up in what they were working toward and, you know, destroying other aspects of their life that are extremely important. And I don't want to do that. In fact, I would like to prove that you can put God first, you can put your family above your career, and still make your dreams come true. Still make your passions into your life. And so that's why I mention it here. That's why I want to broadcast it. Because I want to prove to the world. Right now, I am not getting much for books and music. I can say I probably added up. It's hard to add it up because I've only gotten one royalty check, and I know the next ones for the books are going to be considerably smaller because that first month, you know, there's really an initial push, and then the months after that, you know, things. It's easy for things to die down to a low, steady rhythm, I guess. And the idea is to obviously grow that rhythm higher again. But from the music and the books, I'll probably make an average, and this is a total estimate, of about $100 a month right now is about what I'm doing. And I give that to you publicly because I want you to see where I'm coming from. Now, 3 years ago, I was making nothing per month. And it's taken 4 years, really, because it took a year to start making anything. But it's taken 4 years of consistent effort to get to where I am now. And now I've got 2.5 years more to, what would it be? Quintuple the amount that I... No, it's much more than that. Disuple. Whatever. I don't know. 12 times that amount in order to possibly make it full-time. And I intend to do it. And I announce it to you guys so that you can see that it's possible as it's taking place. I hope you'll follow along my journey a little bit because this is a rough journey. It's not easy to move from brand new author to established full-time author. In fact, this is a total guess or estimate, but I would say that there's probably about as many authors that go full-time authorship as there are writers that become published authors. But I say it that way because any writer, I believe any writer can become a published author. I truly believe that. And it's the diligent, those who are willing to work at it, those who are willing to do what it takes to make it happen, that will get it and it will take place. I talk to many authors and many of them say, yeah, you know, I have a day job, but this is what I do on the side. I don't consider my authoring and music writing as on the side. That's what I do. I'm an author. I'm a musician. Now, I do custodial on the side. That's my day job, yes. But not for long. And that's what I would like to say. And that's what I would like to project to you. And I say it so that you can hold me accountable and say, how's it coming? You know, how close are you getting? Or, you know... And maybe you won't say it. You probably won't. But I like to think that you're thinking it so that I can feel accountable. And I want to share the journey, too, as I'm going along. I want to move from new author to established author. And I've got 2.5 years to do it, which is not a long time. So hopefully you'll follow me on that journey and encourage me, and hopefully I can encourage you on your journey, whether your journey is to go from dreamer to writer, or writer to new author, or new author to established author, whatever. You know, I hope that you can kind of take that journey with me.